The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Joining us right now, John Eastman, Henry Salvatore Professor of Law, Chapman University. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for being on the program.
Thanks very much, Larry. I should also note my other hat. I'm a senior fellow at the Claremont Institute.
That's right. You wear more than one hat. All right. Hey, let's listen to a little sound. This is from one of the many press opportunities where the president was kind of a little outraged this week. Take a listen.
Pelosi, Shifty Schiff, Schumer. These people are trying to destroy the country. It's a very bad thing what they're doing. The president of the United States should be allowed to run the country, not have to focus on this kind of crap, while at the same time doing a great job on Syria and Turkey and all of the other things that we're doing.
He's always able to turn that around and get in that little thing about things are going well, but what about that? You and I have talked about this. When you were on this show a few weeks back, you said the very fundamental process that's going down, not right, not constitutional the way it's happening.
Well, it is. And, you know, there's actually text in the Constitution that deals with this. And it's very important to remember that an impeachment proceeding is a prosecutorial function. It's not a legislative function. It's one of the few blurring of the lines between in our separation of powers between the executive and the legislative powers. And it's designed to be a check on the president. But that means it's a fairly narrow power and it's fairly serious. And it triggers, an authority that we do not normally want legislatures to have. We don't want legislators to be prosecuting because they both make the laws and prosecutes. That's the very definition of tyranny. So it's a very serious effort, a very serious enterprise. And the language of the Constitution says that the House of Representatives shall be the sole power of impeachment. That means the whole House. Nancy Pelosi doesn't get to launch this awesome power by herself. And it's why every former impeachment proceeding in our history has begun with a formal vote of the House of Representatives, because the House only operates as a collective body. And what we've got instead is this kind of rump operation. And the other thing is we normally assign the investigative effort to the Judiciary Committee. And instead they assigned it to the Intelligence Committee, where they get to do it behind closed doors. So you've got no formal vote of the House. You got behind closed doors proceedings, where there are selective leaks that coming out of the testimony that's being given to try and further a narrative that is directly contrary to the bulk of the testimony that was given. This is kangaroo court or star chamber type stuff, and we really ought not to tolerate it in this society.
Yeah. Here's some sound from this week. Republicans again pounding the House impeachment inquiry at the Capitol. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley worries that all of the testimony is being done in secret, as you just talked about, unlike the inquiries into former Presidents Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton.
It was very much in the open. The presidents then were able to have their counsel cross-examine people.
But they don't want it in the open, do they?
They don't want it in the open because what we find from the things that have leaked out, when the Republicans have countered what Adam Schiff has leaked out, is that these witnesses are not actually supporting the narrative that Adam Schiff is falsely portraying. And so if it was out in the open, that would be more obvious to everybody. And so they're doing it behind closed doors, and they pick a select line that they then use completely out of context to try and say, see, the case is proved, when in fact the exact opposite happened.
Yeah. And right from the start, when you had Adam Schiff doing that parody, reading how the call might have gone, but not really saying that. And then when you had his interview, when he was asked, have you spoken to this man? No, but we'd like to. And that was clearly inaccurate, a falsehood. If they move forward with this whistleblower, the other side would have had a chance to say, exactly what conversations did you have? Did you coach this man? How long did you know? And how long did you sit on this? I mean, there would be a lot of discussions, wouldn't there?
Well, there would be. And I'd like to know who in the White House leaked him information about this call that was, one, false, because there was an exaggeration and a misconstruction of what was said on the call. We have the transcript. We now know. So somebody illegally leaked that from the White House to him. This is a guy who's a spy at the CIA, colluding with people inside the White House to create a false story about something the president did, and to create grounds for impeachment. And then, you know, then he meets with Adam Schiff's staff to coordinate how we're going to file this complaint. He gets the lawyers to help him craft it. We apparently get the Inspector General of the intelligence community involved, because he retroactively changes the rules about whistleblower complaints. It used to be you had to have firsthand knowledge, and he changes that and then backdates the memo so that it's the day before this particular complaint based on third-hand knowledge is filed. I mean, this just stinks every six ways to Sunday.
Well, you're not the only one saying this. House Republicans have this week been pounding the impeachment inquiry, talking with reporters at the Capitol. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy accused Democrats of abusing their power to help win the 2020 election.
There is one place that has changed that believes in the abuse of power and not in due process, and that's in Pelosi's house.
He goes on to talk about that. Steve Scalise complained that the Dems have not taken a House vote, as you talked about, to formally open the impeachment inquiry. Here's more from Kevin McCarthy. The minority leader says there's a reason why Democrats are wanting impeachment.
The Democrats have written this script. They hate this president, and they are abusing their power to undo an election.
Is that probably the case if you think about it? I mean, since he was elected, they hated him, right?
Well, yeah, I should remind you, this is not the first effort at impeachment. I mean, the calls for impeachment started the day after the election, 3 months before the president even took office. So it's got nothing to do about any wrongdoing by the president. It's got to do with the fact that they continue 4 years, nearly 4 years in, they continue to refuse to accept the results of the 2016 election. 3 years in, sorry. And what that means is, this is a challenge not against Trump. This is a challenge against our constitutional system of electing presidents and the vote of the people that chose this man as president. This is an internal coup. We've now got the legislative branch involved in it. We've already seen how the FBI and the Department of Justice in the former administration were up to their eyeballs in spying on the opposing political campaign. I mean, this is one of the most monumental scandals in American history, and quite frankly, Inspector General Horowitz's report is about to come out, and I think it's going to blow the lid off what went on. We've got U.S. Attorney up in Connecticut, Mr. Durham, about to hand down indictments, and I think a lot of the latest stuff we've been seeing over the last couple of weeks is to try and shift the narrative away from the unbelievable illegality that occurred on the prior watch.
Here's more. This is House Minority Leader Steve Scalise. Says Americans should be irritated by what's going on in the House.
Every American ought to be alarmed that they're literally trying to reverse the results of the 2016 election behind closed doors in secret.
Let me ask you about the media in all this, because, you know, if you watch Fox News, you get one story. If you watch MSNBC and CNN, you get a totally opposite story. What is the impact of all that? How is that playing on America, and does that matter?
Well, you know, CNN is actually perpetrated the fraud that Adam Schiff continued with when he opened his so-called hearing. They took the transcript and they cut and pasted it so that it made it look that when Trump said, "I want you to do me a favor," the favor was help us identify where the DNC server was that was allegedly hacked by the Russians, help us get to the bottom of what went on in the 2016 election. They then pick up a line from three pages later in the transcript, delete all the discussion in the middle, and say, no, the favor that you asked for was to help us dig up dirt, which he never used that word, on Joe Biden so I can help in my 2020 campaign again, which he never used. And CNN put that together. That's just outright fraud. And the fact that we've got major news organizations in this country participating in such fraud for partisan political ends, quite frankly, that ought to be treated as a campaign contribution to the Democrat National Committee, and maybe they ought to be prosecuted for violating the campaign laws. I mean, it has gotten that out of control.
This week, we also saw an attempt by Republicans to censor Schiff and how it got tabled by Democrats. Was that a good move, or do you think people get it? What do you think is going on there?
Well, I think the move to censorship that the Republicans put forward was the right thing to do, but it was clear that it was never going to go anywhere because this is just rank partisanship. Mr. Schiff needs to be removed from having any involvement in this proceeding if it's going to have any level of credibility whatsoever, because we now know his guys met and probably advised the whistleblower on how to draft a complaint. His staff flew over to Ukraine to try and interview witnesses before all this this happened, and kind of pressured them to tell them things that were not true. So Mr. Schiff is trying to prove a case by strong-arming potential witnesses. That's not what the judge, in a neutral investigation is supposed to be doing. This guy is a hatchet man. He's acting as a rogue prosecutor. And I am so pleased that the White House counsel's letter last week that said, we're not going to play this game. Until you launch a formal impeachment, we're going to treat it as an illegitimate enterprise, and we're not going to cooperate. I think that's exactly the right way the executive branch ought to be responding.
As you say that, those other networks that don't like Trump and side with the Democrats pulled up people to say dubious arguments at best. They don't buy in that's a good letter with, good solid facts behind it. I mean, that's how it is.
I'm a constitutional scholar. Last time I checked, most of the folks on MSNBC don't even know how to read the Constitution. but the language says the House of Representatives shall have the sole power of impeachment. It doesn't say Speaker Pelosi. It doesn't say a single committeeman. It says the House of Representatives. And that's why in every prior instance, the whole House has voted to initiate an impeachment proceeding. It's a serious business. It's not as Adam Schiff, when he got called on his blatant lies that it was parody. Parody belongs on Saturday Night Live. It does not belong at the head of a committee conducting an impeachment proceeding, which is one of the most serious things our Constitution sets out. And they're playing rank partisan politics with this to the detriment not only of their party. I think this is going to rebound terribly, but to the detriment of our country. Which foreign leader is going to have a candid conversation with our president, who under our system is our head of foreign affairs? Who's going to have that candid conversation with him if they fully expect it's going to get leaked and be on the front pages of the New York Times the next day for partisan political cheap points?
And with that, Professor John Eastman, thank you as always. I really appreciate your time with us.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.